This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Podcasting, 1, 2, 3.
Dave's made a big boo-boo.
I haven't.
He told his friend that he'd give him a tour of our office and he told him to be in a 10:15. And
are now you all right?
And now he's given out because we're 10 minutes late, but you're
we're
never done.
Will I bring him down?
Sorry, I haven't given out once.
But also, we've loads more shit to do. Why did you think we'd be done at 10:15?
I was just like, oh yeah, should come in for like 10:15 or whatever.
And then he was sitting there going, I don't know why he's after coming in so early. But you told him to come in at 10:15.
Yeah, I did.
He was like, will I bring him in now? He's out on Grafton Street. I'm like, yeah, he'll have plenty to do on Grafton Street.
He's upstairs in the fucking canteen.
What's he do? Who let him in?
I don't know.
We should make this really long. The longer he's up there, the more Dave will sweat.
Do you have any dreams?
Callum's bringing him down, I'm pretty sure, isn't
he? Do you have any dreams last night, Aisling? Any nice dreams to tell us about?
No. Why?
To fucking pass the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking kick. She just came up with this idea and then completely forgets about it.
Oh my God, I'm like a fucking goldfish.
We're all very, very tired.
Why are you asking me that?
Why are you asking her that?
I watched a good few clips of Maura Higgins last night when I was going to bed. On I'm Celeb. She's fucking gas.
She's hilarious.
I just don't find it funny
went
at
back
all.
Last
really?
Night.
Yeah, I don't. I find it all very contrived. I think it's all very...
She's just gas though.
I think it's all very fake.
Her?
No, I don't think she's a fake person, but I just think like she knows the cameras are on her, so she's got to be on.
What
is
yeah,
like,
no, she is.
Ah, yeah,
definitely.
She is on.
But I think
in fairness,
it's like,
she was,
what's the funniest thing I can say in this situation?
But in fairness, yeah. Dave, she was that funny and I was on Love Island and she was a newbie to it at the time.
Yeah, true.
She was talking about taking a dump in her ex's jacuzzi.
Was she? Oh yeah, was she? Because
that was funny.
Yeah, like, and that's not something that you'd be like totally delighted to share.
I do like her though. I think she's great. I just don't. I think the show. I'm kind of over the show.
I watched back the last few. I think if you are like, okay, you're not interested. But Ash, say if you were.
Well, I'm a celeb expert now.
But if you were, the good way to do it is Virgin Media on the Replay TV. No ads. They just bounce through. So like, and then you can just flick through. So like, a lot of the trials I wouldn't bother watching. I'm just like, get to the good shit, you know.
You wouldn't watch the trials.
Some. Bits of it, but as in I'd fly through an episode in 20 minutes.
And no offence to Ant and Dec,
but
I never listen to their bits.
I don't need the joking either. Just move on. And I just thought she was gas, so I'm up as far as say the night before last night to catch up on last night's. But and I only started watching it when Maura went in last Thursday. But yeah, I just think she's so funny. She had that eating challenge, like fair play to her.
She did. She ate rotten stuff.
I just love the whole like, ah, father.
She's father.
So what's everybody else watching at the moment?
Fuck you. Ready to go.
It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all? Welcome
yes.
to a brand new week,
Woo!
Everyone.
Hey. Oh, yes, come on. You know? So excited.
Hey, does anyone notice the date?
What is it? 25th? 25th.
Is it 25th?
1 month.
1 month to go till Christmas Day.
To go.
You know what? If you're not into it at this stage, just get into it. I don't know what's going on with people.
Yeah, you're
going
to need to hibernate for the next while.
My housemate was watching Love Actually last night.
Was she?
I was chatting to Martin Guilfoyle in here yesterday, who spent Friday night watching a Hallmark Christmas movie. I was like, why is everyone giving it such welly this
okay,
year?
Now relax on the Hallmark movie. To be honest, the Hallmark movies are the most Martin Guilfoyle thing I've ever heard.
Well, actually,
no, Hallmark is for like
no.
2 weeks before Christmas. That's when you're deep.
They are bad.
Normally, he wouldn't be such a hard hitter for Christmas. He said, this year, I'm really giving it socks, you know?
They are bad, Hallmark movies.
In fairness, I went to Wicked last night. Loved it. 100% go. It's amazing. But we went to the Lighthouse Cinema, so we went through Smithfield, and they're building like a massive Christmas market there.
What's going on there?
Ferris wheel and all looks so cool. And I was like, why is it all closed? They're running out of time.
Yeah.
I was actually like, what are they doing? It's like basically Christmas, but it's not.
I look out my window in my house and I can see nothing but a Ferris wheel. You know the big Ferris wheel now in Marley Park for Wonderlights? I think that needs to be a permanent fixture.
Oh, I haven't gone there yet. It looks deadly on TikTok.
Wonderlights Thursday. I'm doing it.
Okay,
can't
very
wait.
Nice.
And then I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to.
You're really embracing
feet first
it this year.
Jumping
into
in.
Christmas.
I feel like it's like the year after lockdown when everyone was like going mad for Christmas. Like, because everyone seems to be really into it this year.
I get
it's
it.
Weird.
Like,
yeah,
more so
strange.
Than last year.
Yeah,
I'm like, why?
I agree.
What's
Even
going on?
Me.
I wonder. Will the council do the thing again where they leave the lights up? Do you remember they left the lights up the last couple of years, like into like February? Because they're like, people need a boost.
Everyone's a bit sad.
Everyone's a bit sad. And also, like, you weren't allowed to leave your house to go and see them, but they were like, Alice, leave them. For who?
Yeah, like real tease.
People who live 5 kilometres
people
within
who live in
radius.
D2 and D1. There you go.
Never mind the rest of the city.
Yeah.
Spin's fully charged with now.
Spin, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning to you.
Morning.
All right, we just mentioned there that it is the 25th of November, officially 1 month to go until Christmas. So we're officially leaning in. And today we want to cement a fully charged tradition of launching the start of Christmas by telling you the story of the 85-pound Grinch.
Ah, yes, once upon a time.
Yes. If you haven't heard this true story before, you're in for a treat. If you have heard it before, you're
enjoy.
Also in for a treat.
Enjoy.
And the reason why we do this is because producer Callum is thoroughly obsessed with the 85-pound Grinch. Is he or is
so
he not?
So much so he is, but I'm so much so that I'm surprised that we never got an 85-pound Grinch in the studio.
So true.
You'd imagine that he'd have organised that by there's now. It has been over 2 years.
There's no 85-pound Grinches...
Left?
In this country anyway.
I would do
or
it for...
Or we become one.
I'd do it for a tenner.
Okay, that's next year. That's down,
yeah, Dave
further
becomes
down
the 10
line.
Euro Grinch.
10 Euro Grinch. All right. Here is the story of the 85-pound Grinch. The true story, that is. It was a cold December day in 2021. And a mum was left disgusted after paying £85 for a visit from a Grinch who then proceeded to trash her house and pour fruit juice over her son. The mum said she had never been so disgusted in my life after the Grinch smashed eggs on her floor, covered the kitchen tiles in fairy liquid and poured juice on her son.
Is the whole idea though that the Grinch hates Christmas and will come and wreck the place? No?
Yeah.
All right.
It is the whole idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, but why did he do this, Aisling?
Yes, well, the experience advertised pictures with the recipient's kids, but the mum decided to kick the Grinch out before they could get any festive snaps. She was so shook. And on a cold December evening in 2021, the mum took to Facebook, writing a lengthy post that would be etched in our memories forever. She said, "So, paid £85 for a Grinch visit. Advertises the Grinch to come in, mess the kids' beds, have pillow fights, put toilet roll around your Christmas tree, and pictures at the end. Versus what I got. Every single bit of party food, expensive cupcakes, thrown all over the place. Oh, tree God. Decorations, broke. Fairy liquid poured on my kitchen floor. Eggs smashed, a full bottle of juice poured over my floor." What are the last two words of that sentence, Callum?
I don't know.
And... son.
And son.
In cabal letters on my floor. And son. Kids knew, onesie ruined. Highly do not recommend. Emailed and complained, no reply. The Grinch definitely came and stole Christmas. Never been so disgusted in my life. She understands the assignment.
Yeah.
She knew he was to come and steal Christmas.
But see, this is
she just wasn't happy when it was her Christmas.
Even though this was 3 years ago, I still have so many questions.
Like,
one... who did you email? I'd imagine the email probably went to the Grinch.
The 85-pound Grinch.
You know what I mean? Because I doubt this is a business.
No.
You know what I mean? The other thing is, at what point are you kind of to blame yourself? Because if he's putting fairy liquid on the floor, you go, whoa, stop. You don't then let him to proceed and throw the muffins on the floor.
Yeah.
And then to throw stuff all over the kids and then to throw the tree down. Like at some point... like,
crucially, pour juice this, over her son.
Are like you at letting some point this Grinch if, babysit?
If the Tropicana carton's starting to make its way for your son's head, you say, no, pal, that's taking it too
exactly.
far.
You literally step in and physically wrestle him away. So funny. The internet on a cold December evening... got involved. One person tweeted, paid for the Grinch, got the Grinch. No pleasing some people. What a classic tweet.
I love that.
Yeah. And then another, who in hindsight was probably producer Callum, tweeted, some bloke dressed as the Grinch literally rocked up, trashed the joint and then got paid for it. This is the best thing ever.
That sounds like me, all right.
And thus concludes the story of 85-pound Grinch for
Christmas
another year.
Now. Thank you, Ash.
Christmas, I'm fully charged.
Morning.
There was a trend going on TikTok last week that I really, really enjoyed, and I know it's not going to sound, it sounds a little bit mad, but it's women in male dominated fields.
Excuse me?
I know.
Sorry?
I knew you'd have that reaction, but it is not what you think at
all.
Well,
this is good, no?
Yeah, it is, I suppose, yeah, but like it's not really about like what you think, it's not about jobs or anything like that. It's girls doing things to guys that guys usually do to girls.
Oh, funny.
Or things that guys usually say to girls, women are now turning completely on their head.
So it's kind of
giving it to guys.
The internet having fun with that phrase of women in male
fields. Women in male fields, women in male dominated fields, which I'm really really, really enjoying. So there's a couple of examples here, and I'd love to know if you have the same experiences as some of these girls. So say, mm-hmm. for example, when he explains exactly what I've done wrong, so I hit him with the, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's kind of the that's the vibe of what these male and women
are. So she's saying that that's what a lad would do to her.
That's what a lad would do. Like, as soon as a girl would explain, a guy would be like, sorry, you feel that way.
Yeah,
you
know
what I
mean?
So there's some other ones. When he sends multiple texts in a row explaining what's wrong, but I only reply to the last one and the least important one.
Yes! Brilliant.
I know, see, as a good guy, I would never do this.
Oh, you know what I mean? Of course.
I'm such a nice guy and such a nice boyfriend. Of course, I would never
do anything. You should start the hashtag not all men.
Yeah. Someone said, spamming him with texts about how much I love him and how loyal I am while I'm kissing another girl. Or kissing another guy.
Oh.
And I was like, that's very clever.
Yeah, very good.
Someone said, he was crying in bed, so I said, here we go again, and turned around.
Okay, that just sounds like a horrible man.
That does sound like a horrible man.
Yeah, truly terrible.
Here we go again.
No, I really like this one because I can see people saying this. He said he was a pro athlete, so I said, I bet him faster than you. I can totally...
Oh,
I knew
yes!
I should get annoyed at this
Say that again. Sorry, I'm trying to get my head around the backwards.
So he said he was a pro athlete, so I said, I bet I'm faster than you.
Those men who just think they're just... They'll just be
by
a
default,
woman no matter what.
Yeah.
This girl said, I left him on red while being active on every other social media. And said, sorry, I'm never on my phone.
Online right now on Instagram. You just like that picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Of that mutual person we follow.
He lost his temper, so I asked him, is it that time of the month?
Oh, yeah, that's a very...
Yeah.
On the nose one.
He sent me a paragraph of how he felt and I replied with, I don't know what you want me to say. I feel like the more I go on, the angrier Ash
is getting.
I'm
so triggered.
But again, these are all flipped. So these are the guys are saying this.
Of course, yeah,
and the girls are doing
that. That's why it's annoying, Dave.
Yes.
Stop mansplaining the idea to us. We understand the concept.
When he explains the joke that you're already laughing at.
Oh, God. That's bad. That's me done. When he catches us in a lie and I hit him with the, all right, believe what you want. That would really get me.
It just makes men sound like such gaslighters.
It does.
This one is quite interesting. This is kind of a different vibe than women in male fields. This is daughter in mother fields, right?
Oh.
So my mom started to argue with me. So I said, God, I must be the worst daughter in the world.
Oh, that's so true.
Yes, you could do it with loads of everything.
You could.
Let me just express myself.
I know, yes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The last 6 nights in a row, she has warmed up for Taylor Swift in Toronto ahead of the Eras tour.
No
way.
The last 6 nights in a row in Toronto, yeah.
Sorry,
insane.
How many times has Taylor Swift played in Toronto?
6.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of Toronto gigs, isn't it? Yeah. And now that she's going out with Paul Mescal, between her and Sabrina Carpenter, they might as well team up on flights to be over for Christmas dinner.
That's a really good show.
True.
Where's Paul from? Wick or Kildare?
Kildare
in Dublin. Could be hit with two of the biggest female superstars in the world. These Irish men. Dave, you need to go. You need to be aiming, no offence, but like going for some kind of a superstar. They're all about
What's wrong with Pippa?
Nothing. Nothing.
You totally forgot I had a girlfriend there, didn't you?
Halfway through, I said, stop talking.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
And after she followed you on Friday and all.
Oh, I know, the disrespect. Yeah.
And I sent her back a photo selfie of the two of us and then said, nice to meet you and everything. Jeez.
Oh, it's terrible. She's
anyway,
good at unfollowing us.
Sorry about that. Oh, I just lost a follower. Wonder who it's from. It is 7:27. Let's see what the roads are like out there this morning.
Good morning. Does it break down?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter on spin with Taste. Good morning. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Morning.
Last night is the first night I slept in my own bed in 8 nights.
That doesn't make me feel bad for you, by the way, because you've been in a hotel.
I have been in a hotel and it's been absolutely glorious. But you know what? The simple things that are nice that you don't get to do in a hotel.
What?
Go downstairs at 9:30 and make yourself sliced toast.
Yeah, that is nice.
When you're just like, do you know what? Now it's a bit late to be eating, but give me no sliced toast
poor
there.
Thing.
Those are the things you just don't get to do in a hotel.
My heart has bled for you the last week.
I already missed town. I don't belong out in the outskirts, lads. I belong on the streets of this city.
Whoa, you've changed. You are Rathfarnham until you die, Emma Nolan. I can't believe this.
I am the Dublin Mountains and Marley Park through and through, but I don't know. I think I've had my fill. I think I need to be in the middle of town.
Fickle.
It's been back to normality with the bang, back to my messy room, back to catching up on a week's worth of washing.
Why? What's happened?
Did you just have a massive fight?
Have you broken up?
No. He's on holidays, annual leave. And sorry, this is my boyfriend Jack, who is from the UK, lives in Ireland, or works in Ireland, and stays in a hotel while he's working. But he's on an annual leave week, so there's no hotels this week, lads. It's back to reality. You know what else it's back to? Cooking.
Nobody cares. Nobody feels sorry for you. We've all been living in our own homes for the past week.
I have to cook a dinner tonight.
Do you know, if I was Emma's housemate and saw her rocking in with her suitcase after 8 nights, I'd go, oh, here she comes now.
Back to Rathfarnham.
Yeah. I got back yesterday morning and do you know what I did? Hoovered.
Oh, sorry, you don't have maids to make your bed every day.
You have to do that for them.
Yeah.
I'm used to return down service.
Emma's going to start like putting a little thing on the door.
Do not disturb.
Clean, please, Emer.
Honestly, how annoying. Had to do the dishes, had to clean the toilet. I'm like, this is not my job. I got totally carried away. Back to reality with the bang.
Oh, God.
Recharged.
Spin, and if you'd like to win some stuff this morning, well, listen up. We're joining forces with Now for the launch of Dune Prophecy. It's set 10,000 years before the action in Dune and Dune 2. The prequel series, it follows two sisters as they combat forces to threaten the future of humankind.
Oh, this
is really cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool as well. I love that it's two girls as well, sorry. But it is cool that two female protagonists.
Absolutely.
Two girls and the worm. There's me. Yeah, you can stream with a Now Entertainment membership. We have an annual Now Entertainment membership to give away right now. That is entertainment membership for the entire year.
Hey, that's lovely.
So you can watch that. Plus, we'll also throw in a 50 euro one for all voucher as well.
Oh, happy days.
Get some nice Christmas presents maybe for yourself or for someone else.
Stick that under the tree for someone. That's job it. Done. Because the show is based on a powerful sister duo, we're going to give the first names of another powerful sister duo, and you have to WhatsApp us their surname to win, okay? This is all you have to do to win. It's pretty simple, and we'll start off extra easy today. So
is it Emma and Laura? Huh?
Hey! Thank you. Ash doesn't have a sister. Damn.
So we'll give you the first names of a powerful sister duo. You got to send us over their surname to 087-711-1038. Are you ready for today's powerful sister duo?
Yes, it is not Emma and Laura, by the way, just in case.
No, it is Kim and Chloe.
Oh my God, that's so hard.
Yeah. So, Kim and Chloe, what's their surname? 087-711-1038. You can win that Now Entertainment membership for the year and a 50 euro one for all voucher.
Simple as that.
They own the butchers down in Nace.
Oh, do they? Is that them?
Kim and Chloe.
Yeah. Oh, Jonathan, I think.
Yeah.
What are you up to this morning, Chris?
Just on the way to work.
What do you do, Chris?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? Oh. Primary school, secondary school?
Secondary.
And what do you teach?
Couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me that?
Oh!
Has to keep listening. You must be a PE teacher, that's why.
Yeah, they're always too cool.
The PE teachers would never tell you nothing. Sure. They wouldn't rock around school every day in their tracksuits.
I work in additional needs.
Okay, very good, Chris.
Brilliant.
I like
play
it.
Play to you, Chris. We've been asking you...
You feel bad now for slagging me.
Not really bad.
You really don't know me at all, Chris.
Chris, we told you that Dune Prophecy is the story of a powerful sister duo, and you have been guessing the surname of another powerful sister duo, Kim and Chloe. What do you think it is?
Kardashian.
Wrong!
Yeah. Of course Kardashian.
It is, you're right. I'm joking with you. You
amazing.
Have won yourself a annual Now Entertainment membership, which is lovely, and a 50 euro one for all vouchers on its way to you as well.
Not a bad Monday, Chris.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent Monday, thank you.
Happy Chris and happy Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
See you, Chris.
Bye.
Bye. We'll give you another chance to win with Now tomorrow on the show after 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Easy peasy lemon. Any predictions of the powerful sisters?
Oh, God.
I already know what it is, so I can't say. Okay. And I guessed it right already.
I can't think of anything.
It goes like this. Oh, wait, I can't do it. You do.
That?
Yeah.
Is that a clue? I have no idea what that is.
Ashling!
Oh, for God's sake.
It's not even 8 a.m.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Who's 15?
Love 15.
Who do you love that's 15?
Oh, shut up.
Ashling, that's so strange.
So weird.
Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Hope you're in good form and had a nice weekend.
Guys, do you mind if we just do a little bit of a brainstorming session here? I know it's early, but could you just like fire out at me like different things that a monkey would do?
Okay.
Like if you were just trying to be a monkey or whatever.
Throw feces.
Throw feces, yeah. Yeah, very
eat
good.
Eat bananas.
Scratch itself.
Eat banana, scratch.
Imitate people.
Yeah, very good. Any other ones?
I might jump up and down.
Jump up and down.
Swing between trees.
Swing. There's no trees now in the situation.
Jeez, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Show its teeth.
Show teeth, yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Aisling, why are we doing this?
How about a dolphin? What do you think a dolphin would do if you were trying to be a dolphin?
Swim.
Yeah, no water though, so can't.
What? You mean
no
swim?
Water?
Yeah, oh no, this is just for my musical Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah,
there's a scene where I have to pretend to be a monkey.
Okay, the dolphin?
Someone else has to be a dolphin, so I was just going to help her out by giving her a few tips.
Sorry. I don't remember a dolphin or a monkey in Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, it's just like this cool creative thing that we're doing in the show.
A dolphin on stage. Does she have to jump up and down?
She actually wasn't there yesterday, so I was just going to help her out and give her some of you guys' tips.
But
yesterday I did have to spend a portion of time at rehearsals being a monkey.
Oh, nice.
How did that go for you?
It was good, yeah. I had a bit of a sore back afterwards because I was very hunched. Well, one thing I did that you guys didn't think of, which I thought was very clever, was I scratched under my arm.
I said scratched.
Yeah, but like scratched my oxer and then sniffed. And then nothing I did was scratch my head and then nibbled what I picked out of my head.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
as well.
You missed a few there, guys.
I did miss out on them.
That's the difference between actors and radio presenters.
The common people.
So, how did your underarm smell? Was it...
Well, you see, now I was acting Emma, so I didn't actually smell. Do you know what I mean?
She's not a method actor.
Yeah,
she's not actually eat your scalp.
It's just all the time. No, that's brilliant. Thanks, guys. Sure, I'll ask you more maybe next week, after next week's rehearsal, whatever comes from that.
I'm like instantly not looking forward to the play.
Recharged.
A couple of days ago, I brought to you the fact that ChatGPT on the app can now talk to you.
Yes. Right?
We were having a little chat. I'm going to bring her back up just for the crack. Hold on. Let me just see if I can get her here. Hey, ChatGPT, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm ChatGPT, your friendly AI companion.
Okay, amazing. And can you do that, please, while still speaking in English in a French accent?
Of course. Hello, I am ChatGPT, your AI companion.
Please tell me you're just doing different accents again.
Pretty much, right? It's what I enjoy. What I really enjoy.
I love it.
However, there was a song stuck in my head the other day, and I couldn't for the life of me think about it. Now, it was Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway.
Okay. How random of you.
I know, but it was. I can't actually remember even how it goes now.
I'll spread my wings.
Yeah. So I was kind of like trying to sing it to ChatGPT without really knowing any of the lyrics. I only knew the tone of it.
Yeah.
And so I was asking, you know, can you guess this song? So I'm going to see what it says now. Maybe it's learned better. ChatGPT, what is this song?
I'm sorry, I can't identify songs by humming or melodies. If you have any other details about the song, like lyrics or...
So she asked for details, right? Really, really annoying. The other day, I did it as well. Shazam doesn't. Yeah. The other day, I did it for Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Yeah.
Which I think is an incredibly, you know, easy song to think.
It is bottom of the...
She has never, ever said,
barrel.
I'm sorry, I can't. She's always tried to guess it.
Oh!
She's never, ever said that before. So this is live radio. Okay, I'm finding this out in real time as well. But I want to see what she says when I do the exact same thing I did the other day. What's this song?
Come on.
I wish I could help you identify the song, but I can't recognize tunes from humming or singing.
How dare she?
Do you know what? She's like, this lad is flat out asked me to sing songs to him. I'm actually just going to start telling him I can't do it.
She doesn't need to sing the song. She just needs to tell me the song. But so I did the Mr. Brightside, The Killer, and then I did Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway, yeah. Right? And then she was just like, I think it's Tom Baxter's Better. And so I was like, in no way, shape, or form is it the same at all.
Yeah.
And so the Kelly Clarkson song starts off with like I'm in grew up in a small town.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like grew up in a small town, or that's Tom Baxter's Better, grew up in a small town and whatever, starts singing the lyrics of Breakaway. And I was like, no, it absolutely is not. So before you start thinking AI is going to steal our jobs and things like that.
Shazam, you're safe.
Yeah, Shazam
is safe for now.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, for some reason, cannot guess songs. I feel like that'd be the bare minimum.
Can you do me a favour just to test her now again? Because she's giving you grief about the humming and stuff.
Yeah.
Would you give her like three lyrics of Mr. Brightside and see if she's onto anything here? Say, what's a song that includes the words...
Yeah, like sing it maybe.
Oh, you want me to sing Mr. Brightside?
Yeah, sing a little bit of it.
Just a tiny bit. Give her a little bit to work.
Okay. What's the song that goes, coming out of my cage, na 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 na.
Yeah, come on, like. Come on.
That song is Mr. Brightside.
Right.
It's a classic.
That's not bad. That is not bad at all.
I hate your added little comments.
Yeah, it's a classic. I didn't ask you to add anything.
How dare you give me your opinion?
Fuck off.
You're literally a computer. Just do what I ask you to do. So telling me it's a classic.
Morning.
Don't be giving out. It's the 25th of November. You have to just lean into it at this stage.
You do.
Look, the Christmas lights are up in town, so it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's the 25th of November. We're a month out. And we want to know on this morning show, what do you do to go OTT for Christmas? I'm talking about, like, maybe you are one of those people who weirdly have multiple Christmas trees in your house. Mm. Maybe you've set up a little mini one in your bedroom, something like that.
Maybe you're one of those people who cuts down their own tree.
Oh, weird.
I find that bizarre.
That's a very Hallmark movie,
isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe you're someone who buys, like, a tiny Christmas present for, like, everyone in your office.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Or bakes for the office at Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the kind of person who still sends Christmas cards. Who's doing that?
Maybe you're the kind of person to buy antlers for your car.
Oh, yes. God, yeah.
Maybe you decorate your Christmas table like well in advance and there's no such thing but a Santa napkin.
Don't go into
for
the good room.
Month. Yeah. Listen, the reason I ask this is I've never met anyone in my 31 years who goes as OTT for Christmas as my 90-year-old grandmother, Phyllis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Phyllis's house, for as long as I remember, just becomes Santa's grotto. Okay. And I mean... big time.
Stop.
Big time. The decoration for her house takes about a week to put together. She goes full hog. As in, for example, she told me this year, she's moved from plugging in lights because of bills to just being battery dependent once so she can keep an eye on things.
Very
My
good.
My granny has a few of them. They're handy.
They're very handy. Yeah. Sticks the batteries and you know what it's costing you rather than not knowing what the bill's going to be like. She also kind of downsized in recent years. So she's in a very small house now. So it's honestly like Santa has vomited on her sitting room. Like, you kind of can't really move around them.
Same amount of directions or decorations, smaller house.
Exactly. Yeah. Much smaller situation in the house. So I was with her about 2 weeks ago, and just from a quick head count of the amount of Santas she has in her sitting room, I counted 36.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
36 Santas.
As in, these are lads who might come up to my waist, like big lads standing in front of the fireplace.
Stop.
Small lads with long legs hanging off on the table.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
You can imagine them, soft ones.
I love the legs hanging off.
Yeah,
funny.
The big boots.
Yeah.
So, I heard over the weekend that she was doing a bit more damage when it comes to buying more Santas.
No.
And I actually gave her a ring before we came on air this morning to ask her about it. She's gone even bigger, lads, when it comes to the Santas.
I counted them all the other day, big, small, and I bought two extras. I have 58.
Are these all in the sitting room?
Well, not really. No, they're not. No, they're on the stairs. They could be anywhere.
Yeah.
58 Santas. Yeah, I counted them and I wrote it down. I said, well, if Emma rings me now, I know exactly. I counted them twice.
Your granny has the voice of, like, what I'd imagine... like
an angel.
Grannies are supposed to sound like.
Yeah, she's got a great granny voice. Oh my God, 58 Santas. Yeah. That's
Listen,
insane.
I want you to put it up to my granny this morning. What do you do to go over the top for Christmas? Let us know on 087 711 1038.
Phyllis, that's not going over the top. That's not enough.
Yeah, Phyllis, you need more.
Go for the 60.
Let us know. Get your voice notes in 087 711 1038. You could literally be insisting that your fellow wears nothing but his Christmas pajamas around the house for the whole month of
Matching
December.
Matching pajamas.
Yeah. Or the bed covers with Santa on them looking at you when you wake up.
Love it.
What you do to go over the top for Christmas. We heard from my grandmother Phyllis on the show a little while ago, who has done a count of 58 Santas in her house on display right now.
Insane.
This morning in a very small house. So whether it is the case that maybe down to your soap dispensers are Christmas themed in your house at Christmas time, maybe you've multiple Christmas trees in your house, or The roses are just set up in every single room for snacking already. What do you do to go OTT for Christmas? And a standing by.
We have a 6 foot Santa in our kitchen.
Oh, a 6 foot Santa.
Goodness. 6 footer.
Why?
Yeah.
Taller than Dave.
Because mum wanted one.
My God.
And where is he? Beside the fridge?
He's in beside our kitchen table.
Anna, are you not a little bit worried that when Santa comes down the chimney, he freaks out having to see a giant 6 foot Santa maybe. In the kitchen?
I'm already here.
Yeah. I've done this house.
Wow. How long has he been around?
This will be his second
Christmas
with
us.
What's he made out of? Like, is he soft? Is he pliable? Is he a hard statue?
He's kind of like a hard statue with clothes on.
And how do you feel about him being in your house?
He's taller than me, so it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I get it.
God, especially if you accidentally forget about him and come down in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That is so good.
That is extra.
Guys, thanks,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Say bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
The most extra I ever went for Christmas was back in, it was Christmas of 2021, I think.
Okay.
It was like the second COVID Christmas. And I took a notion and I decided that I was going to hand make a Christmas card and post it to all my friends.
Oh, I hate the way you do this.
Why?
I think I made 20 cards and each one had to have something on the front of it that was like a specific thing to that friend.
Like me.
Yeah, no, literally. I was feeling a little bit anxious during COVID. I was like, I haven't heard from this person in months. It literally took me weeks. I started like in mid-November.
Give me an example.
It was torture.
If you were to put something on the front for me.
So like I'd probably do like Nutgrove Shopping Centre with all decked out with the like
lovely,
little bits because you love Nutgrove.
Yeah.
Dave, I would probably do like
a banana.
A PlayStation or something.
Nice.
Like a little kid playing a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Dave's special Christmas.
That sounds cute. Thank you.
Well, honestly, it was so stressful.
A lot of work. I don't even have 20 friends.
So. I'm sending them out to all sorts of acquaintances.
What do you do to go OTT for Christmas, Rebecca?
We put a Christmas tree in every room in the house.
Stop. Do you actually?
Yep. There's a 10-foot one in the front living room, and then the window right above that is my parents' room, so there's another like 8-foot one there. There's a 7-foot one in the kitchen. Each of my siblings' bedrooms have them, and I'm talking like 6-7-foot. But not, you know, tiny little.
How big are your ceilings?
That's a forest.
That's incredible. Are they real, Rebecca?
No, they're fake.
Okay. Right. Thank God. Back to a bit of normality.
How much space does that take up in the attic?
How many decorations do you must have?
Like? The attic and then the garage out the back. It got to the point last year where my dad was like, okay, so all of the decorations for downstairs are going out to the garage so they don't have to come down the stairs.
Very clever.
I love how dad's like, okay, let's just reorganise. He's not like, these 700 trees is a bit much.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a personal question? Do you live in a fancy house? Does it look real impressive from the road, like driving past with all the Christmas lights through the window?
I think so. Like, our neighbours have probably better decorations on the outside. It's more so when you go inside that it looks better.
Okay.
There's a bit of a competition going on the road, is there?
A little bit, yeah. Mm. A little bit. I think unofficial.
And how do you handle them with presents? Is it the 10-footer in the living room that gets the presents under it?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And otherwise, how do you feel about waking up and looking at a tree?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. Yeah.
Honestly, it is like as soon as you wake up, boom, Christmas.
That's amazing.
So I kind of like it.
Pretty much.
So the only thing is, when you put something new into your bedroom and then you wake up and see it for the first time, does it not give you a fright?
No.
Okay.
No. We've had them for, like, since I was little. It's just been a growing collection of Christmas trees.
That's
so.
That is so cute.
Impressive.
I can tell you about something, Rebecca. If I put a tree in my bedroom, I wouldn't be in my bedroom.
No, same.
I wouldn't be able to move.
that can be a problem.
I stubbed my toe just getting out of bed.
Honestly.
Something everywhere. That is class, though, Rebecca. Love it. Thanks for getting on.
No problem at all. Have
Good
a lovely
luck.
Day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. All she's missing, though, she can have as many Christmas trees as she wants, but she doesn't have 58 Santas.
She does not.
You know, I was only thinking about like past Christmases. There was one Christmas where Lidl were doing lobster. And so we got lobster for a starter for Christmas dinner. And that was the most insane. It was like £3. All right, relax.
Well, discount lobster.
Going around going, yeah, we had lobster for Christmas dinner.
Oh my God.
What about you? Just turkey, was it?
Yeah.
We've been asking you what you do to go OTT for Christmas on this morning show because my granny and her 58 Santas on display in her house.
It's so funny.
So
58 Santas. She did a count and wrote it down this morning and she double checked as well. But Carl was on this. Morning, guys. I change all the towels, tea towels, soap dispensers, throws, cushions, mats, and the rug. What a king.
That's bizarre.
Come on, Carl.
That's OTT.
He said, I just love Christmas. And it starts on the first week of November. Cheers, Carl.
Cheers, Carl.
Oh, I love that.
Hi, I'm Carl. He's a really weird thing about me. Cheers.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Lads, I forgot to actually kind of check back in with you. On Friday, we were telling you that we were going to this very fancy thing that we never, ever go to. It was a corporate lunch that we were asked to go to kind of like meet clients and things like that.
Absolutely no business being there.
No business being there whatsoever.
We were definitely the youngest people there.
I took me, I'd say, about 2 hours to get ready because I don't have anything nice. I was on FaceTime to Pippa being like, do I wear a shirt? I don't have a shirt. Do you know what I mean? Like, she was like, do you have shoes? I was like, no, I don't have shoes.
For a drink beforehand, and I thought, you look really nice.
That's what I was going to say. We all were on time for the lunch and then purposely became late because we needed to go for a drink before we went to the lunch because we were so scared to go to the lunch.
Yeah, it was going to be a lot. But how did we all do? Because we were all split up. I know you two were together. I was on my own, which I thought, by the way, really stupid decision of the CEO to put me on my own.
They're going
to
put anyone on their own. It's not Dave.
Yeah, no. I probably lost to so many clients. Like, they're all gone.
Yeah, and there was no one there to vet Dave.
No one there.
At all.
Well, to be fair, they did seat me as far away from the clients as possible.
I thought that
was definitely on purpose.
Yeah, random reason, Ashling and I were put together, which was an utter joy. I thought I'd have to make small talk with people just for the entirety of it.
Yeah.
So I had Ashling there, which was lovely. On the back of last year, when Ashling ended up vomiting late into the night, and Dave had the worst fear of his life for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I literally was like lying in bed,
Emma had to be
hoping
in a taxi.
I had a job, being put in a taxi. I think we outshone in terms of fabulous performance this year.
Oh, lads, it was so tame.
Out the door first, Ashling Bonner, straight to the telly for the 6 o'clock show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, all business.
She was working.
No messing.
2 minutes later, Dave says goodbye to me outside, and I said, well, that is my cue, because I know nobody else in there.
Yeah.
And I was gone by 5:30.
And the lads from 98FM made a holy show of themselves.
They really
were swinging around with the CEO and absolutely. Who's getting bonuses this year? Not them.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A sad story to bring this morning.
Oh, stop.
It'll make you cry into your cereal of a Monday morning.
I'm already sad.
And it's about a lonely bottlenose dolphin.
There's no need for that, Ashling.
In the Baltic Sea. And he started chatting to himself in order to stay cheery. He's completely lonely.
Where are all his pals? They've all moved on.
This is the thing. These dolphins are very sociable. They often travel in pods and all the rest. And they communicate to each other through signature whistles. However, this dolphin, who locals have named Del, has been whistling to himself.
He's going to find fungi.
The scientists, Dave.
Ah.
The scientists tell me. He's just going around by himself. They don't really know why he's by himself. It's very unusual. He's kind of going into waters that aren't normally dolphin
friendly
zones. Yeah.
Why did not dolphin friendly? It's like, they made a Fanta or
like
something.
He's going into like fresh water and stuff.
Right, okay.
And the scientists have used underwater recording devices to pick up his noises. And they say that his calls lack intentionality.
Are you sure fungi's not just really lost?
It's not fungi.
Okay.
We need to get over fungi.
Fungi's dust now.
Fungi's gone. They said that the calls lacked intentionality. That's how they know that he's just like a bit lonely because he's just like, hey.
Anyone out there?
Yeah. Guys? Like that.
That's sad.
It sounded like these dolphins were it sounded like multiple dolphins talking to each other, but it was actually just him having a full conversation with himself.
This is really dolphin whistles.
I know, it's so sad. And it's crazy because when I was in college studying journalism, we did this module in dolphin linguistics.
Okay, good, because I knew Ashling was going to turn around because she hates being miserable on the show. So yeah. I knew an Ashling Bonner special.
There has to be an end somewhere, yeah.
So I got on to the lads over in the Baltics and I got them to send me the recordings of Del. And I'm going to decode live for you what Del the dolphin has been saying.
Okay.
Underwater, okay? So I've got 5 different clips of Del and I'm going to tell you what they mean in dolphinese.
God, they do everything in NUIG, don't they?
It's so good.
Dolphinese, is it?
Yeah, dolphinese, right, yeah. Okay. So here's the first clip. I'll just have to have a listen and figure it out.
I think that's Del saying hello.
It's Adele. Me.
Oh, very good.
Boom, boom.
No, that's just dolphin going, lads. That's just him saying lads.
Just lads.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Lads.
Okay, very good.
Next one. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that. So the start, the first half of that one is Del saying, who wants to hear my impression of a fishing rod? And then the next bit is him actually doing it, if you want to listen again.
Okay, sorry, I'll just check that again. Too.
So who wants to hear my impression of a fishing rod?
Ding.
Perfect. Okay, very good.
He's good at that.
And then no one's there to enjoy it?
No, no one at all.
Well, if this is his crack, then no wonder no one wants to talk to him.
Yeah, because he's a bit boring, isn't he?
Weird,
lame.
Isn't he?
Bit yeah, weird. Yeah, yeah. All right, next one. Yeah, I know what that one is.
Did he just say a slur?
No, 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 he didn't, Dave. You're not briefed on this. So that's him saying, get off me, when he gets caught up in a bit of seaweed.
Okay, very good.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the feeling of it, does he? Yeah. How did you get on this module in college?
Really good. Yeah, really good. Yeah. So the next one.
That's an airplane.
No, they've got that one wrong, because that's actually a dolphin fart. That's Del farting.
Ah, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Del farting, not speaking.
Okay.
They got that one wrong. I'll let them know. And the last one.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is.
No, I think Del's just won the cash machine.
No, I can't tell what that one is, sorry.
You can't tell? Actually, no.
You're giving up there.
Yeah, I just don't know what that one is.
Okay.
I knew the rest of them though, so that's good.
It does make it more believable, to be fair. Exactly. If she's like, I actually don't know that one.
I'm not going to tell you a lie, like. I'm not going to tell you something that's not, like, I don't know what he's saying there. I can't figure it out.
What's happened there?
Do you have any part of it at all?
No.
No, no.
No.
Okay.
Aisling has prepped this entire thing, then completely forgot she had a fifth clip.
No, I actually prepped that too.
Believe it or believe it not. It's such an interesting weekend doing something that I've never done before. You often hear our Aisling talk about the pinball community in Dublin and the events that they host every couple of weeks in Fibbermagee's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the weekend was, of course, the big event itself, Brayvember.
Yeah, catchy.
Where all the crew head out to Bray. And Aisling kind of casually said to me the other day,
it was an away day, was it?
It was away day, yeah.
It was away day, yeah. And said, would you and my boyfriend Jack be interested in coming along? And I was like, do you know what? He's been dying to like get in the dart and see a bit of the coast. Leave it with me.
Yeah.
So about 2:30, 3 o'clock on Saturday, we got the dart. I was very excited. Mm. Didn't know what to expect. As I said, I've never been to one of these events. And my God, was I surprised. So we hop off the dart and we arrive into, what's it called?
Brabel.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a class arcade, by the way.
Unbelievable. It was hopping
the arcades
by like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever time it was.
Quite old, Brabel.
After. Looks pretty well.
But now they've loads of modern, cool machines.
Right, okay,
loads
Debbie.
Of VR and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I was there as a kid or something.
So I was texting Aisling, I said, how are you getting on? She said, a lot of the girls have bailed from here. They've been knocked out of the tournament across the day.
Mm.
They're gone to the pub if you want to meet them there. And I said, no, we'll come and support you. So
but I was the only remaining female in the top bracket.
Yes,
let me just add that.
Now, just when it comes to like what Aisling considers fun and what I consider fun, this tournament started at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. By 4:30, she's sitting there. I walk in and see a bored-looking woman sitting on some kind of a machine that's next to the pinball machines, waiting for her go, eating what look like cold chips that she's munching on for God knows how long.
Yeah.
I said, are you all right, Ash? She said, it's just a very long day. They're waiting about 40 minutes for their go, you see, for the other people to finish the game. So I feigned interest for a while. I said, how long until your go? She said, I don't know, could be a long time. So off I went to the VR machines, played 3 games of pool, had a really nice time.
Nice.
And eventually she comes only thrilled with herself to have been knocked out. She says, I'm going to the pub.
Probably 2 hours later. See, when you get to that end part where you're playing against the bearded men who are the pros, each go that they have lasts at least 20 minutes. I step up and I lose the ball in about 4 minutes.
Yes.
And then you wait another.
Bearing in mind, these bearded men, if you know they like a whole idea of pinball, like they're keeping the ball up for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
That's insane. I couldn't believe it. So anyway, off we went to the pub then, got settled, lovely roaring open fire, and some of the losers were there. You know, the people who had lost out in the tournament across the day, only delighted to be the losers and enjoy their day.
They were way happier than the lads still playing.
Way happier. And slowly but surely, it was fascinating. In come the losers one by one, and they get a big, you know.
No way!
They got sit down there, pal.
It's like The Apprentice, you know, when they come home after the boardroom meeting, like who's gonna come in next?
And then they had some like online leaderboards. They kept checking because Aisling's boyfriend Alex was still going, and they could like check live what was going on. It was really interesting. Anyway. An amazing day. I really enjoyed it. More so the pub than the pinball, to be honest with you. But then in walks Aisling's boyfriend, Alex, with a suitcase. And I noticed some of them wearing this really cool merch, like this Pinballia. So the name of the pinball crew are the Pinballias.
Hmm.
Ballia are clear. That's a bit catchier than Brayvember. Yeah. And he rocks in with this suitcase, selling merch in the pub.
Was he?
Well, he wasn't selling merch in the pub until Emma said, "Where can I buy one of them t-shirts, Alex?" And then he opened up the case. And for then, only for Emma Nolan, he made a killing then. Everyone was, "Oh yeah, give us a few stickers there. Oh, I'll have a badge.
Oh,
I'll have a top as well."
Me and the girls were in and out of the bathroom trying on different sizes. By the time we all sat down, I think out of about 15, 16 people, two were not dressed in merch.
Oh yeah. My God.
I made Alex a killing.
You? Emma spent about 70 quid, didn't play one game of pinball.
I did actually. Yeah,
but
did.
It's gone home with the uniform. Like, honestly, yeah. For Alex's pinball mates, you being his girlfriend is the best thing that ever happened.
It is.
You're introducing them to women. You're getting the merch.
I'd say he must have made hundreds off that merch, did he?
Yeah, he did. Thanks to you.
Recharged.
Voucher Ireland, it's now live, and to celebrate, they've given us some unbelievable prizes to give away on the show last week and this week.
That's so very nice of them, lads.
It is, to be fair.
They're very good.
You listening now. Do you have any prizes for us?
Do you have 2 weeks worth of prizes? Yeah. I bet you don't.
I bet you don't. You should give them to us if you do. maybe you're looking to save on an amazing spa day, afternoon tea or a meal out. Voucher.ie has got you covered.
Yeah, we gave away loads of class prizes last week, and with Christmas coming, it's a great place to go to get presents. They have everything from kids' toys to home essentials. They have fashion, jewellery, Christmas decoration must-haves, the whole lot.
Not going to lie to you. Spent a lot of time on voucher.ie over the last week.
Have you?
Yeah, you come across some gems. I'm not just saying that. Well, do you see paydays today?
Oh, yes.
But I've just been doing a bit of research.
Okay.
Seeing what the story is and loads of bits over there. On the show this week, you could be winning the likes of a supercar experience, a hotel break, or a massive holiday. And on to play our little game to win this morning are both Caleb and Emma. Emma's on line one. How are you this morning?
I'm good, just walking to work.
Oh, you're walking to work now. That's a nice morning. What do you do, Emma?
I work in childcare.
You work in childcare.
And nice. You stick us on in the headphones when you're walking to work, do you?
Oh, yeah, I listen to bed every morning.
Legend.
Woman.
Thank you, Emma. And you're probably finishing up for Christmas soon, will you?
Probably not. I work right up till Christmas.
Oh, God, yeah. Poor thing. That's all right.
And do the parents be dumping out the kids to childcare even during Christmas?
Dumping out the kids.
Oh, definitely, yeah. They need a bit of peace, you know? Yeah.
That's fair enough.
And you need a bit of work, so happy bleeding days. Caleb is over there. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, good, good. Where are you this morning? It doesn't sound like you're on foot.
I'm currently driving at the moment. I'm just pulling in.
What do you do?
Oh, you lazy lump. Did you ever do a bit of exercise, Caleb?
I work for a rental car company.
He's driving the merch,
it's kind of in the name. Yeah. Very good.
That's it, yeah.
Right, guys, Caleb and Emma, here's this is going to work. This is pretty much like a penalty shootout style game. Behind one of the doors between 1 and 10 is Santa himself with a prize for you from Voucher.ie. And sadly, behind 9 of those doors is nada. So, Emma, you were on first. Pick any number at all between 1 and 10.
8.
Caleb, no joy.
Over to you, Caleb.
I'm going
to
go with 4.
Nothing there. Back
either.
To Emma.
6.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing there. All right, Caleb, you're up.
2.
In fairness, Caleb, it sounds like Emma makes more of an effort to listen to us that she walks on phone. So, Emma, are you sorry about this?
Emma, we're so sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
Have a great
You've
day.
You've been robbed, Emma. Robbed.
Robbed is right. Caleb, congratulations. You've won with Voucher. Do you want to see what you've won?
Absolutely, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. Happy Monday. You've just won dinner, bed and breakfast for two adults at the Villa Rose Hotel in Donegal.
Beautiful.
Sam needs to work on his pronunciation of Donegal. But
Donegal, yeah, that's a bit triggering, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Donegal.
You can take one of your rentals. Lovely.
That's what I was going to say. Last time I went to Donegal, I got a rental car. Isn't that mad, Caleb?
That is crazy.
We have so much
very
in common.
Handy.
enjoy that and, enjoy. Are you going to use it yourself or a gift to someone else?
I'm definitely using that myself. I'll take my girlfriend away.
Oh, you know what? Very nice.
I think with Donegal, you need a good... You have to go.
You need a good run at
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah, exactly. So that's class. Well, thanks for listening to us. Mind yourself and well done.
Good luck, Caleb.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Another chance to win with voucher.ie on tomorrow morning's show, but we'll do that then at 7:30.
Nice one.
Oh, so now set the alarms. Mm. Oh, that's a little bit early than 9:30, isn't it?
We've just been predicting if we think we'll ever hear Gracie Abrams do something kind of so solemn again. On the back of other artists, I suppose, who got their big break from a sad song, like Olivia Rodrigo with Driver's
License. Sabrina Carpenter.
Who now is doing mad things,
Oh, I'm sorry, you mean like kind of people who started off slow and then went into...
Then they go for pure pop.
Like Tate McRae.
Yeah, they got the kind of their virality from like you broke me first in the case of Tate McRae, and now they're just dancing around having
I'm
a ball.
Just loving this era of pop queens.
I was gonna say it's amazing. It's like a rebirth of pop
music.
Yeah,
I think it's been a really good year.
It has been pop music. Has totally thrived.
Yeah, you've got Chaperone, you've got Tate McRae, you've got
Sabrina.
Yeah, honestly, unreal.
There's Gracie Abrams on Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.